News. I'm Jeremy Scott. Now, at least 23 deaths are blamed on Arctic temperatures that have blanketed nearly two-thirds of the USA under a winter weather advisory. More than a million Americans still without power this Christmas Day due to snow, freezing rain, and icy conditions. Trying to get to Grandma's house for Christmas has been a nightmare, and if it's not delays, a smoking laptop sent a JetBlue flight into a frenzy on Christmas Eve. The flight at JFK International Airport had over 130 people on board. They were evacuated from the aircraft. A spokesperson for the Port Authority of New York said the fire was likely caused by a laptop's lithium battery. Several people being treated for minor injuries. Busloads of migrants were dropped off in front of Vice President Kamala Harris's D.C. residence on Christmas Eve. ABC 7 reports they were left on the street outside the Naval Observatory in below-freezing temperatures. The migrants were later taken to a church by a local aid group. They were reportedly bused to the area by Texas Governor Greg Abbott. The president of Ukraine is condemning Russia after a deadly Christmas Eve missile strike.
Russia launched a series of strikes on the city of Kherson, killing at least 10 people and injuring 55 others. President Zelensky shared photos of the damage, called Russia absolute evil. He said the areas hit were not military facilities. He described the shelling as killing for the sake of intimidation and pleasure. I'm Dave Collins.
Police in Bloomington, Minnesota are still trying to find the motive of a deadly shooting inside the Mall of America on Friday night. A 19-year-old man was shot and killed during an altercation inside a Nordstrom store.
So you come to Bloomington and think you're going to kill people and get away with it? No, we're not playing that here. You're going to jail.
Police Chief Booker Hodges announcing the arrests of three 17-year-olds and two 18-year-olds. Police say they're confident they've arrested at least one shooter, but haven't ruled out the possibility of a second. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden sat down for a traditional Italian dinner on Christmas Eve. No matter what you're serving, your Christmas dinner is likely costing quite a bit more this year.
The analysis firm Data Assembly took information from the detailed consumer price index and came up with this calculation. Dinner with all the fixings and eggnog will run you about 16% more than it did last year. Biscuits cost almost half again as much as last year. Butter's up by nearly 40%. Cranberry sauce up 35%. Stuffing up 26%. Russet potatoes up by more than 32%. Turkey's up just 6%. And a spiral-cut ham will cost you about 8% more. Blame, among other things, inflation, supply chain interruptions, and the avian flu. I'm Richard Johnson.
Christmas morning for many is all about opening the gifts. However, some don't have presents to open due to a heist that takes Grinch to a whole new level.
A porch pirate is dressing as a FedEx delivery driver and stealing packages. Wendy Van Vechten says she had a package stolen by a man last Thursday, just minutes after it was delivered.
The package came at 12:41, and according to our camera, the package left at 12:45.
FedEx reminding you that their employees will always be wearing a photo ID badge, something the suspect seen in the doorbell camera videos is not wearing.
That's Tim Berg reporting. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
My Pillow is excited to announce the original My Slippers are back in stock. Last Christmas, you made them the number one selling My Pillow product, and now they've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And now they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2023. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. Use promo code USA to save $90 on the original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair.